Riviera Radio Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You've got it, we've got it, Storm Alex. It's lashing with rain in Cobham and lashing with rain in Monaco as well.
It is absolutely pouring with rain. There's no doubt about that. There's no surprise. The summer has completely disappeared from our skies and the rain's set to fall, I think, for the next 2 weeks or something dreary and miserable like that at
two
a time.
2 weeks?
Well, of course, well, that's the forecast, but who knows where we go from here. I don't think that how reliable those long-term forecasts are, but we have to wait and see. But if you look at the sky state, it's all looking pretty miserable.
Well, at least it's Friday, best day of the week.
That may be so. Of course, lots for the markets to digest with the news from President Trump overnight. So perhaps we should get into it. Confirmation that President Trump has tested positive for COVID-19. Changed the complexion of the trading session today. There's no doubt about that. The news adds a further layer of uncertainty at a crucial time against the backdrop of the election. The news may have implications, we know, for his ability to carry out his duties. Campaigning process this week. Over the course of the next few days, he was due to hold rallies in key battleground states. That, of course, may not happen now. Second presidential debate is not too far away. What does it mean in terms of the stimulus negotiations? Suggesting that the relaxation of COVID-19 restrictions in the United States may take longer and perhaps even add to the friction on those US-Sino relations as well. So lots for investors to try and digest this morning. We should know, of course, we don't know what the medical implications are specifically for the president. It's hard to gauge exactly what it means for political, public opinion support. So again, very early days in many of those factors, but markets have reacted in the past hour or so. There's the old saying in markets that uncertainty is worse than war and famine. Investors have moved to reasonably aggressive, perhaps aggressive is too far, but certainly risk-off mode. Equity futures have been selling off, flows into the dollar and safe haven assets, particularly Japanese yen and treasuries. Volatility index has been rising. Crude prices have been falling. Brent trading below $40 a barrel this morning was off 3.5%. It's come back a bit from that in the last few minutes, but still down significantly on the session. And gold has erased an earlier decline. So significant market reaction today.
Yeah, I'm fairly surprised that the market reaction has been so negative because, I mean, presumably, if the worst comes to the worst, there would be a smooth transition of power. Mike Pence would become president for the remaining term. And would the election go ahead, though? That's the whole thing. Is he gone? Hello? I don't say that's packed up now as well.
Oh, it would appear so.
What do you think? hello. Are you there? I think we're flummoxed.
I've lost you. I'm back with you now. Sorry, I missed... Yeah, I think I missed an element. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I was just saying that I was quite surprised the market reaction has been so negative, given there would be a smooth transition of power if the worst came to the worst.
Yeah, but that's such a dramatic concept to take on. The idea that we're not talking about a Biden or Trump presidency for the next 4 years is an awful lot to consider. What does that mean in terms of policy? What does that mean in terms of international relations? What does that mean in terms of the chances of either candidate winning or losing? It's huge even to consider that at this stage. And would the election still go ahead? That is such a dramatic concept. I don't think we're anywhere near that point. So I think markets are a little bit cautious at this stage. I don't think they've moved into that type of debate or analysis.
No, okay, but he seems to be. He says he's okay at the moment. But I mean, what would happen if he did die in office? And that is quite a major talking point, isn't it? I mean, would the election go ahead? I know the Congress has the power to delay an election, but maybe another Republican would throw their hat into the ring. Maybe Mike Pence would stand, or maybe somebody else.
Listen, our thoughts and prayers are certainly very much with the president and his family. And should we say, all those who are living and dealing with what has obviously been a horrific time for many families around the world. So listen, let's not jump the gun on that. I don't think markets are pricing in that by any means. You have seen some movements in terms of expectations around the elections. But as I say, our main thoughts are, of course, with the president and his family at this time.
Okay, other big matter in the United States today, the non-farm payroll numbers.
Yeah, today's main focus was set to be that September employment report from the United States. Remember, it's the last employment report before the election, and therefore its significance may well be amplified. We expect the data to show the labour market recovery continued, but it's losing momentum, thereby increasing pressure on lawmakers to try and agree that second stimulus package. Despite signs of faster than expected recovery is slowing, we still estimate the US unemployment rate will finish this year at 7.4%. By the end of 2021, we forecast the unemployment rate will be down to 5.6%, which is obviously considerably higher than the pre-pandemic level, but certainly a significant improvement on the 14.7% that was registered in April, which was the highest since the Great Depression. The improving labour market, along with rebounding consumer confidence and retail sales, should provide support for the recovery in an economy that's primarily driven by consumer spending. In terms of the numbers today, what to expect? We expect non-farm payrolls to have increased by 750,000. That's down from the 1.37 million the month before. The private payrolls to rise by 800,000. Look for the unemployment rate to hold steady at 8.4%.
And to concerns over the implementation of the EU Recovery Fund, Henk.
Yeah, with concerns it could be delayed as Germany warned that disputes over governance means it won't be operational by the 1st of January deadline, putting pressure on the continent's battered economies that, of course, desperate for the funds. EU governments are reportedly split over tying disbursements to the adherence of democratic standards on concerns that funds would be misappropriated. Countries such as Hungary and Poland are opposing the rule of law conditions and may refuse to ratify, allowing the European Commission to raise 750 billion euros of mutualized debt. Is obviously a key part of that deal. Requires unanimous approval from all member states, simple majority of EU lawmakers. Remember, this recovery fund is been put in place, or hopefully it'll be put in place, to help the most vulnerable southern European economies, but also demonstrates a commitment to much greater levels of fiscal integration, decision that's seen as reducing the fragmentation risk in Europe. So very much headlined as a game changer, this, but as we know, there was always going to be some concerns around implementation, and Germany very much highlighting those.
Remember the Budget Stability Pact?
Yes, I do remember that. European Stability Pact.
That's out the window, isn't it?
It's all gone a little bit awry in the current market conditions. That's absolutely right.
I think France's budget deficit will be 8% of GDP this year. That's what they're estimating.
Okay, and under the rules, it was, what, 3%?
It should be 3%, yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's, different times call for different measure. There's no doubt, of course, the aggressive fiscal response is incredibly important to get us through this time of turmoil.
Well, it just shows that the European Union is going to have to change its fiscal attitude, doesn't it? Because, I mean, countries will never be able to stick to 3% of GDP for many years to come.
Yeah, I think that's right. And certainly those that have greater ability to use some of that fiscal strength, the likes of Germany, puts them in a stronger position. But the idea of coming together from a European perspective and trying to solve the problems, as I say, certainly seems incredibly important from a market perspective and important in terms of maintaining the credibility of the European project.
Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against the dollar trading just below 129 this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 117. Going to get just under 1 euro and 10 cents for your British pound this morning. Opening calls on the European bourses are down this morning. It looks like we're going to be down around about 1% at the open. Well, we're four and a half minutes away from that now.
So you'll be taking it down a notch this weekend, self-isolating at Potts Towers, so watching a bit of golf, your favourite course where you've had a nightmare on so many of the greens at the Scottish Open.
I do love the Scottish Open. Golf from Scotland is lovely. It was an easy day yesterday. They shot some incredible scores. Lee Westwood was on fire yesterday. Would love to see him win in Scotland. So I will be watching a little bit of that, but we wait to see, of course, how developments over the course of the weekend play out. Could well be a busy one from a work perspective.
OK, thank you very much. Talk to you Monday.
Enjoy your weekend.
Henk Potts from Barclays.